Okay, the digital storyteller bag has moved on from the design phase and the cutting of the template phase, and we've moved over to a wall of fabrics and materials and goodness knows what, and I'm standing here with Levy, who is going to run me through some options.
So now we are talking about the inside of the bag, and the inside of the bag needs a nice foam and needs a light material, and I recommend this type of sail, which is a special fabric, really durable but really thin. It's working really well with the padding.
Yeah, it's very smooth as well, isn't it? It's very kind of
smooth, but it's really strong. You can't break this material.
It's a ripstop sail.
A ripstop sail.
Yep.
So you see this type of thing, but this is.
So we're now looking at one of my pre-existing camera bags that you can buy off the shelf, but I like this material. This is good. That will work for me.
An option.
And then there'll be padding inside. Yes. Is that right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'll show you in a second a few things.
Or
I might be able to show you something else, which is also something.
Attila is now reaching in for what looks like a sail.
This is a kite surfing sail. Actually, it's similar to the other fabric. If we have enough of this, and if you like it,
yeah,
I think this would be something cool and fun.
Wow.
About, yeah.
So
about
the
colors and.
The other material is an even white and very soft to the touch. This is also soft to the touch and smooth, but it's red and gold and yellow. It looks like the Spanish flag, actually. It's got all the colours of the Spanish flag, or the German flag even, but it looks pretty cool.
It's the remnants of a kite surfing sail we got from a guy, and we used the other pieces for some linings for inside of the bag, so the purpose of this would be the same.
Where do you get your stuff from? Sorry to interrupt, but where do you get your stuff from?
This was an accidental sourcing. Usually we built up a nice contact. We are members of different networking groups, and we get our sales from sailing people, from yacht clubs. They donate them for us, they call us, and we get the rest of them from different businesses. We get the PVC from lorry cover businesses from Cork and Dublin, and the canvas from a boat cover business from just down the road. So we have different sources now.
That's amazing. And you've got some leathers. You've got bicycle tires, which we're going to also try and incorporate, which is really cool. It really is like a treasure trove. I'm just looking at all these materials.
We need to show you some sails as well. Some parts of the bag we need to decide which sails you like and which sails Levy recommends and which sails we'll use for the bag. The really cool and funky silver one is a laminated sail we got from Watson Sails. Actually, this is one of my favorites recently. It's a really strong and waterproof sail. It's called laminated sail. We need to decide if you like it, if Levy recommends it. But this is just only one of the options. We have a really nice 3DL sail made by North Sails. This is a new it's made with a new technology. It's really strong and durable and waterproof as well.
And all these things, these are leftovers, remainders, cast-offs, throwaways that you're recycling and that word upcycling. So this is stuff that would normally vanish into the ground in a rubbish tip or something, and you're actually using these to produce the bags.
Yes, our ethos is to source as many. Some other people call them waste, but for us this is a pressure fabrics and materials, and usually all these fabrics are thrown away. They go to landfill, and that's what we want to avoid. That's our this is our passion, to collect these fabrics and to upcycle them into our bags.
Now, we've been watching Levi for a good part of the day cutting out and drawing, and in fact even the material that you use to do your templates and your designs is recycled in a way. It's what are they exactly? What do you draw on?
We just realized we bought our first the paper to make the templates when we started the business, but we sourced them from a local shop from Lidl, and it's actually their posters that they replace weekly or monthly, and it's ideal. It's perfect for us for making templates, and that's what we use for cutting templates.
So it's all recycled stuff. This is all fantastic. Quickly, Levi, the last word to you. What's your recommendation? What are you thinking? Levi is the genius with the hands.
I'm thinking to find the perfect foam for inside of this camera bag. And I don't really find it because it's lots of materials here.
Actually, you will surprise Roger as well, because this is a recycled polyfoam.
We don't know originally where this comes from, but this is a we say it's a polyfoam, and
well, that would work, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and this we use this for other padding as well. So if we cover this with the kite surfing sail, it creates. This could create the padding of the actual bag. I have some other stuff as well I can show you.
Well, as we move into the visual phase of this audio, I think I'll wrap it up, because not sure how useful it is describing things to you. I'm going to attach a photograph to this audio booth so you can see the kind of thing that we've been talking about. But it is pretty good. We'll catch up with you later.